Money on my mind, 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 so money is all I think of. Money on my mind, 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 so money is all I think of.
What up, dude?
Yo, what's the deal? You know what day it is.
What's the deal, fam? It's Wednesday.
Hump day?
Yeah. Sports Talk Market DP featuring who?
Coach Fern. We in the building, hey.
Coach Fern, the greatest.
I told you guys, I had something for y'all before we, and I was going to wait till we were live. So, the big trio, right?
Yeah.
The big three. The best big three in LA.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, Westbrook, AD, and LeBron.
Respect.
But we the best big three
us.
In LA.
Yes,
yeah,
straight up.
What's up, big threes in the building?
Come on now.
What's up, P?
What it do?
What up, Mark?
What up, dude?
Oh yeah.
We at it. We at it. We at it again. It's Wednesday. You know.
It's Wednesday.
And the energy is still the same.
Oh yeah.
You know what? The energy is still the same.
Actually, I feel like the energy hype now. I feel like this is the remix on some Puffy shit.
Oh yeah. We here.
Oh shit. Diddy Bop.
Yeah.
Hit it. Hit it. Hey. Hit it. Hey.
Matter of fact, pull up a Puffy track.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I got the Puffy track for you. Do Young G's.
You got the keyboard, my boy.
Oh, let's do it. Hey,
go ahead.
I'm usually you having it.
I know, but you said so you got it right there. Now I'll take it back after.
Hey.
Yeah.
So money is all I think of.
Shit, we didn't do it, but stepping up the motherfucking car, day.
Looking like a star.
You know what day it is.
Come on, man. Y'all good? How y'all doing, man? It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
I'm smooth.
Like we said, we know what day it is. They know what day it is.
They better know what day it is because they tuned in.
They tuned in, and they should be if they aren't. But if they aren't, they missed out. But you know what? We are live on YouTube. As usual, for the past few weeks.
Always.
The greatest trio on Wednesdays you've ever heard is back once again.
We here.
Oh.
So, y'all might be sad, you know, decently satisfied with just listening to us.
Mm.
But you can see us.
Yeah.
You can put a face to the voice.
Yeah.
You understand me?
This is a face for the case. Oh, what?
Boy. Oh.
Ah.
Kill him.
You know what? We freestyle at the end. So we're going to hold on. We're going to hold on.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
So you know what? Before we, you know, every week,
y'all know what we do.
Matter of fact, also, awesome. What's my best from Drink Champs? Dory. We like, you know what? God damn it. Drink up,
shots. Oh, shit.
There you go. Take a shot. Take a shot to that one.
Take a shot. God
take a shot to that one. I'm really about to take a shot because I'm finishing my cup.
That's right. So, Mark, since P's still drinking his drink.
Well, he don't you finish know, his.
It's the start of the show, so.
It's the start of the show, baby.
How's the week been going?
It was great.
Yep.
I had Monday off work.
Mm.
Watched some dope TV over the weekend. Saw the Clippers barely beat Portland last night.
Oh, man.
Life's great.
Go Lakers.
Go Lakers as they're on the team in front of us.
Yeah,
and so they got the lead.
They got the lead. They got
35, 34. I need my glasses, but all right.
It's cool.
Oh, I thought it was 39. Yeah, I need glasses too then.
I can't even see it from
this crown. No.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. It could be the crown. Sorry.
It's cool. All right.
No worries. But yeah. You was saying how good your week was, weren't you?
I mean, I'm done with mine. Like I said, we've been fantastic. I'm done. X, Y, and Z.
Fantastical.
Oh.
Yo, crazy.
Future would say sensational.
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 Hey, the ladies got Summer Walker. The men got Future. Because Future be with it.
Yo!
Future, you can,
hey, I'm bro, sure
does Future and Summer Walker have a song together, bro?
I doubt it.
Let me show it. That's the meme of the year.
Show the
it's
people
that.
Show the people.
It's for show that. It's for show that. Look. Y'all see it? Future looking in the mirror. What he see? Summer Walker.
Come on,
Summer
son.
Walker. They need to drop a whole tape together, bro.
Like a 6-song EP. Like
what? Like I was gonna say like a toxic EP, like call it that.
Yeah,
like,
toxicity.
Toxicity.
I said it right.
Toxicity. yeah, whatever.
Call it something, with toxic.
Yeah,
like,
but it gotta be both of them.
Two toxic people.
Like, it gotta be both of them. Like,
so good. Something like so good. I don't know. And you just gotta call it something. Like,
and then you gotta have the one song with
so
them
good,
two,
so bad.
With yeah, them yeah. Two, you gotta have the one song with them two featuring Drake because he king toxic too.
Hey, yeah.
What?
Come out of nowhere like,
he got.
Oh no! What was what did Malik say last time he was on here? He said Drake always come in. He'd be like,
yeah,
yeah,
check it, listen.
And Drizzy from Toronto, no.
Sensational.
Sensational. Yeah. So the week's been sensational.
It's been sensational.
Sensational.
I'm dead. That's good.
That's a win, man. That's a win. I was gonna say. Oh, so I think my auntie might mess around and work the. She might work the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm working it too.
You working it too?
I signed up.
Oh, nice. Look at.
But I got a plan. I hope no one's listening.
Huh? You signed up with CSC?
I forgot who it was, but
you said you.
I got a plan. So wait,
say the plan off the air.
Yeah.
Say the plan off the air.
Yeah.
I do not want to know. I do not want to be held responsible for shit.
This is where Q back then, or a couple episodes ago, we would Q elevator music.
Oh yeah, facts. We did used to do that.
No.
We for sure did that one time.
We will use it again.
Facts. But the thing,
go ahead, cue it up.
Find it. This is elevator music.
Because this could be a quick one. It's like 15 seconds where I'm going to tell y'all and I'm
back at it.
Wait. Cute. Stop the other music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You right.
Yep. Just stop for the elevator music.
That was not elevator music. So, yeah.
That is
but,
total
you know, this elevator music is brought to you by TGNN Sports.
Click.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
They gonna have somebody that. We're good. We're back, guys.
We're good.
I
have to let them know.
Elevator, but you know what? That's the perfect ass scenario. That's ideal as hell.
Today was a good day.
You smart, man.
Hey.
I've seen people attempt to do worse things.
Hey, yeah, that's real logical. Really real logical.
And I just put it like this. The Super Bowl don't come to your town every year.
This
bro.
Very true.
And don't let it be an LA team in it.
And don't let it be the Patriots in it.
And yes, don't let it be the Patriots in it. And we going to get to that, too.
Yeah.
Because that right there.
They can't be in it.
Boing. Ooh, and I got a hot take for y'all, too. And I hope my friend who... decided.
You want to mention it right now?
Yes. Alright,
go ahead.
Okay. Alright. So I'm watching games on Sunday. And I look at my phone. I'm in a group chat with my friends and cousins.
Factual.
Someone decides to say, if Bill Belichick never wins another playoff game, is he still considered the GOAT?
Duh.
Is that a hot take? Oh, wait.
No, that was his hot take. And then I said
that was in the group.
So I didn't respond to it because I was like buffoonery. He must be on something.
He got
it. You know, Sunday fun day's
lit.
And then so today it comes back up again.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, okay, listen. What's your reasoning behind this?
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, did someone walk in? What the fuck?
Okay.
And then
the cleaner.
Yeah, and then he was just like, listen. If he never wins another Super Bowl, everyone can say, or not a Super Bowl, another playoff game, everyone can say it's because of Tom Brady. And he goes on to mention about how he hasn't gone to the playoffs since Tom Brady. And I'm like, one, it's been 1 year.
Yeah.
One season.
Anyways, and I'm like, this man was a two-time Super Bowl champion before Tom Brady because he won as a defensive coordinator, which the Giants had a great defense.
Right.
I'm just like, listen, Bill Belichick is the GOAT.
He is,
Bill
bro.
Belichick doesn't have to win anything else. He could retire today. Shit, he could probably go like 5-12 and still be the GOAT.
Rest.
Thank you.
Melo?
Rest.
I'm like, Melo? Yeah. You know, Melo be on fire. That's Melo's celebration. Bro,
Melo been going crazy. We going to get to that, too.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think? What do you think?
Bill Belichick will still be the GOAT. Just like Tom Brady don't got to never win another Super Bowl, and he's going to be the GOAT. Just like Pete Carroll might not never coach college football again.
Yeah.
And he's one of the greatest college football coaches of all time.
And even with the whole, like, Reggie Bush thing, still.
You still him. You still him. Like, so I think that people tend to equate the pinnacle of success to just one moment or one negative moment. You know what I'm saying? For example, I think a knock on Mike Vick is that he wasn't elite long enough.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he may not get into the Hall of Fame, but he was still a great player during his prime. Like, he still goes down as one of the greats. Hands down, the best dual threat quarterback in NFL history, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's like,
can Lamar eclipse him?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Because now, the way the NFL set up now is like, Lamar Jackson will drop back more times than Michael Vick ever drop back. So,
just this year alone, Lamar Jackson has already had, he's already like doubled his 300 plus yard games in his whole career.
Yeah.
Just in his one season.
And then Lamar Jackson's in a more pass heavy league. So, and then, like I said, if he drops back and he doesn't see something, he's going to take off the run.
Yeah.
So,
imagine what Lamar could do if he had that original Cleveland Browns wide receiver lineup. If it wasn't Baker.
What? Dude. If Lamar... You switch Lamar and Baker, Lamar will still have success. Baker will now have success with the Ravens, yes. Because of the run game. Yeah, because of the run game.
I just wish Lamar had... No diss to the current, you know, Baltimore Ravens receivers, but damn, I just wish he had like a true, like, legit receiving core. Like, Cleveland's is fire.
But
if he had the Rams, if he had the Chargers wide receiver core,
Cleveland's was fire. Anyways, continue.
But I ain't gonna lie though.
They still got some peeps.
I'm gonna pick. You right? They were, cause my boy Juice Landry been dropping a rock. Donovan Peoples-Jones been eating.
Go Blue.
Yeah.
He been eating. Yeah. Like, he was cold at Michigan, though. He been eating. And then I still like Hollywood.
Hollywood Brown?
Not Hollywood.
Oh, I was like,
his nickname is Hollywood, though, but he played for the Browns.
Oh.
I can't think of his last name right now.
So he is a Hollywood Brown.
You talking about the
tight end? No, the receiver. Oh. The receiver. He is a Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown.
That was a good one. That was a good one. No pun intended either.
Yeah, nah.
But they have a good young core. They don't have what the Browns don't have in a receiver. I mean, they have it, but they don't really have it. They don't have consistency from a veteran. And then Baker is so, like, I damn near want to say one track mind, because you was brain fucked when you had OBJ.
Yeah.
Why though? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, why?
And you know what just came to thought? I think,
because he was scared of him.
I think
the
Browns offense, I mean, the Ravens offense isn't crazy, you know?
It's never been crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I think if you give Baker, you could go either way. You give Lamar those receivers, he's going off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give Baker that defense,
he's going crazy.
He's going crazy because he doesn't have to put up 28, 35 points.
He could be
points.
Real pedestrian.
He could put and up Baker's 17, 21. Yeah.
But I think he does, because if you have a defense that's solid enough to go to force your opposing team three and out all the time, you got to score.
But let's be honest.
Or at least you got to hold on to the ball long enough to keep your defense on the bench.
Let's be honest. Yeah. That defensive front the Browns had last year went crazy.
They did.
They had crazy this year.
They had, but I'm saying, like,
they got clowny,
granted,
now.
they have a crazy D-line now.
Yes.
And now they young secondary is gelling, but you not getting no production from your pass game. Run game crazy. Still.
Number one in the league.
Still.
Yeah.
Like, you down to the running back who probably never thought he'd even see the game.
Yeah.
Like, he thought he was just practice squatting.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but
I'm debating on picking him up in fantasy, too.
He's a dog, yeah. He not.
I want to do it. Nick Chubb's back.
Oh, he got COVID, though.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Nick Chubb got COVID.
I do it for a week.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt hurt.
Ain't worth it. I'm the number one team in my league.
The other little the little speedster running back, pass catcher running back, he got COVID too. He on the list.
For all your fantasy needs, hit us up.
Because we know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you put Baker on the Ravens right now. Bro, Trace McSorley would have had, he made a poor decision last year in the game he came in and filled in because Lamar was hurt. He ends up, but he could have won that game. But then look at, was Huntley?
Oh, yeah.
Who is now the backup because Trace McSorley, I believe, got released or he's practice squatted. Mm-hmm. Huntley from Utah, he could get in there on that Ravens offense right now. Granted, he's more athletic than Baker, but he will go crazy.
Oh, man.
He'd still win games because he's literally Lamar.
I'd go crazy.
Yeah, like he has all the tools Lamar has. Yeah. Lamar just a better passer than him. And that's why he's his backup. Cause he like, shit, you gonna give us just what Lamar give us.
He's his backup because, nah, I don't know. I thought you were saying he was his backup because Lamar could throw just a little better.
Oh no,
than
yeah,
him.
No.
But I was like, he's a backup because Lamar's getting paid the big bucks now.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because you go the other way now with like the Jets, they blew it.
To
Zach Wilson number two, and now who's starting this week? And rookie Mike White, because he
another
fucking
rookie.
Dropped 400 passing yards 2 weeks ago.
Come on. And where did Mike White come from?
I don't know.
I don't even know what school he went
to. Yeah, I thought you knew, and I was like,
I had no idea.
Google
like,
always solves arguments.
Let me ask Google.
How do you feel if you're the Jets and you drafted Mike White in like the fifth round?
Bro.
Well, okay. Remember when Washington did this with RG3 Cousins?
RG3 got hurt. Oh, I guess Zach Wilson did get hurt too.
Yeah, the same thing happened. You had RG3, the top three pick, and then Kirk Cousins was a third or fourth round pick.
And RG3's defense, he did win games and take him to the playoffs as rookie.
Facts.
And he got hurt going into that playoff game. They played him when they shouldn't have. They should have took that playoff L, and then, well, we see what happened since.
Mike White
and now
began
Kirk
his
Cousins
college career
at the bank.
At University of South Florida, finished at Western Kentucky.
Really?
This got to be wrong. Is this real?
You're on Wikipedia. Never trust Wikipedia, kids.
Man. Western Kentucky.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Western Kentucky.
Like, trust Wikipedia.
But he's not a rookie, though. He's a third-year guy.
Nah, really? Mike White.
Where'd he come from?
NFL website, baby. They ain't going to lie on the NFL website.
Where'd Mike he come White. From prior to then?
He was at Western Kentucky. He got drafted, or he was picked up. His first stint in the league was with the Cowboys.
Okay.
They call him a rookie all through NFL. That's crazy.
I swear they've been calling him a rookie, bro.
It's probably because nobody
knew
him.
Was like a practice squad guy.
Like, he's three years in.
Nah,
he's 26, bro.
Hey, if you listen to right now, drop a comment. And where Mike White? He must be. He must have been back in groceries or something. Kurt Warner status.
Stop.
Look, he's class of 2013. So, yeah, there's no way he's a rookie.
He graduated before me.
He graduated high school a year before you, buddy.
And what am I doing? I'm on a podcast.
You're getting the bag.
In the big three.
You're getting the bag.
Exactly.
You're getting the freaking bag, bro.
Yeah, he's bagging me in the bag because he's a bag boy. And I'm going
in the
bag.
Boy, yeah. Now.
Hey, listen.
Everybody think Mike White is a rookie.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, like, that's foul. He not a rookie, man. Get that man his respect. He was
cool
3 years.
Cool
God damn it.
I'm thinking like, damn, like, that's cool.
He went to South Florida right out of high school. Okay. Transferred to Western Kentucky, which is where he finished his career. Was signed in 2018. Yeah, 2018
Cowboys?
To the Cowboys. Oh, shit. Now he's the Jets starting quarterback.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Should we keep it on the football track?
We might as well stay here.
Should we go the biggest story of the week?
Dude, talk about it.
They finally freed my man's OBJ.
OBJ.
OBJ set free.
Hey, shout out to goddamn Justin Jefferson.
Oh, you saw that?
Yes, bro. And Dazzler coming with the free OBJ t-shirts during their pregame this past week.
Was that a recruitment, though?
I don't think so.
No, at least not for
they don't do tampering like that in the NFL.
They both went to LSU, if I'm not mistaken. Did Dantzler go to LSU?
Who?
The DB for the Vikings?
I think he did.
I think he went to LSU.
But is it considered tampering?
That's not tampering.
They don't do tampering
if he's released.
They don't do tampering because it's way more controlled by the teams than it is by the players.
Yeah.
They don't care.
As opposed
tampering.
To the NBA or the NBA.
The NBA where the players make choices.
They come down on players and front office people when they make any comments in regards to a player being somewhere.
Yeah.
But the NFL, they don't be doing that.
Oh, yeah. So you could do it.
Yeah. You could straight up say something.
Because your team more likely may not get them.
Yeah, because think about it. They do it all the time. They just asked Bruce Arians today
about OBJ.
Yeah, he's
too
like,
many letters.
Too many letters, brother. But then,
Shut up.
You got guys like, you got like a Sean Payton. I mean, you know, we're going to take our shot.
Hey, who hasn't?
You know, like,
bro, no lie.
The NFL, they say that shit. We'll go after Mark Bland.
Oh man,
fuck it,
man. Come back and get me.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm down to get these checks and sit on the bench with a ball cap.
Hell no, put me on special teams,
bro. What? Put me in.
I'll be on special teams.
The best job in the NFL is backup quarterback when you don't have to play. You collect them like half starter checks, diagrams and shit. Do some finger shit with your hands, calling plays, headset.
Bro,
cool.
Like in high school, those fools don't got to call play.
Yeah, they do.
they be talking.
Hey,
and they still do hand signals.
But listen, actually, I'm gonna tell you before I get into that prediction. Last night, laying in bed, you know, like 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
you know, the time change got me. Thought it was 9 o'clock. So I'm laying there and I get messages from my group chat blowing up. I see a tweet in the group chat and it was talking about OBJ, you know, to the like it's a big possibility.
Yeah.
Patriots and OBJ, Lincoln. I'm like, eh,
oh,
nah.
Tweet that?
I did, once I saw that, I'm like, nah, you know, it didn't have a little check mark. If it don't have a check mark, I'm not believing it.
Yeah, can't trust it.
So then I go on Twitter, go to the hashtag, you know, OBJ. First thing I see is OBJ and Patriots have been
communicating.
Strong communication.
Right.
The source says OBJ is to New England by the morning.
Yeah.
I look up, got a little check. I'm like, oh!
This is accurate.
Bro, I'm jumping up and down. Jazz is like, what's going on? OBJ to the Patriots. That's what's going on. So if you ask me if I want him, I want OBJ.
Bro, so... And I think that would be a smooth fit for him because there's no superstar receiver there.
There's not.
It's hella role-playing receivers there. But on the flip side, you see them fueling the situation with him and the Packers.
Man.
Bruh, can you and Devontae Freeman...
Devontae Adams
exist?
I believe so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Somebody becomes the odd man out. Not necessarily between them... But where does your Alan Lazard go? Where does your Marquez Valdez Scantling
Aaron Jones,
go?
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Where does your Randall Cobb? And Randall Cobb really ain't even been like involved like that for real, and he's still only 30 maybe. Like Randall Cobb, we seen what they could do with Randall Cobb being highlighted in the offense. But if he's not highlighted in the offense, who getting the ball?
Exactly, and I think that was a problem in Cleveland. Like you saw his dad, like. Posting him open, not getting the ball.
Bro, the last game OBJ played in, he had one catch.
When Cleveland came to LA, I watched him. Dude was wide open.
What is like? I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I was so disappointed in that game too. I was just
me
like,
and
damn.
Baker gotta have some words. Like
words,
we gonna chop it up.
What did what's China's business called?
Taking all hands.
We taking all hands in the locker room. Who want to see
for real?
It?
And I think that's why Baker was not throwing the OBJ because I think he got something against dude. Like
he might.
I don't know what it is, but he got something against that man. Because how you open a lot.
What?
It's not like he just getting locked up. Like sure
he wasn't.
He may lose a one-on-one battle here and there. But it's OBJ.
Yeah.
But you got him and Juice Landry.
And that goes back. Yeah, but that goes back to what you said. One, you got Juice Landry. Two, you
mind
paid.
Mind you, Juice is the one that he started with.
Yeah. You paid Austin Hooper.
paid Austin. And who? Austin Hoover don't even get no catches like
you
that.
You pay now, and then you got OBJ.
David Njoku don't even get any catches like that.
Look at all these people you're naming. So someone has to be, like, someone has to not get thrown to. So,
right.
And that's what I'm saying. Look, going back to you, on the Patriots, it'd be right now our best deep target is Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar. And wasn't that, I ain't gonna lie, Kendrick Bourne been eating low key.
Kendrick Bourne has been eating.
And he's always been like that. Yeah. He just happens to get open.
But exactly. And then you put him with, so you put one of them on the field with OBJ.
Because you'll probably put OBJ in the slot.
You put, let's say, that's Jacoby Myers' spot.
But if you go doubles, you got him and Jacoby in the slot. The Patriots, they paid
two tight ends. They're not going to take one of them out.
Factuals.
They're going to keep both of them.
Factuals. They're going to go 12. I mean, yeah, they're going to go 12.
They're
going
to
go 12.
So I think, so you see, either Jacoby Myers is going to have to be sending a little bit.
Real quick, for those that don't know football lingo, what's 12 personnel?
One back, two tight ends.
Exactly.
Cool.
And we got 21 personnel.
Two backs, one tight end.
There you go.
What's 11?
One back, one tight end.
Yeah.
If you go 10.
One back, no tight ends.
There you go.
Ooh, and that's
zero.
Ah, we in empty.
Empty, baby.
We empty, baby. Five out. Let's go.
Let's run it.
Hey, if you didn't hear that, you can always rewind. We on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, whatever.
I say, if you run it empty, we doing 707. Let's roll.
Let's run it.
Ready, set.
Let's rock.
Shotgun.
Let's rock.
On.
Omaha.
I say, you do the hard count. You look to the side like everybody get their new round.
Check with me.
All right. On set, let's go,
bitch.
Silent count.
Yep.
But go ahead. You were saying.
But you know, I think that's just me as a Patriots fan. Like, I'm not gonna bench this player. But you know what? So and realistically, it'd be OBJ, Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry. Fuck. Out of every other, you could put Jacoby Myers, Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Aguilar. Someone's getting loose.
And then you go trips. In a true trips.
And you get rid of Nikhil Harry too?
Yeah.
No. Well, Nikhil Harry's been on the bench. He's been like on the bench.
He ain't really getting no burn nowhere.
He wanted to get traded anyways, but he's just bought in right now.
Nikhil Harry, no lie. Nikhil Harry need to go to tight end.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Bro, he's like 6'4".
He's big. He's Jonnu Smith.
And think of it. No, and he could be like a Darren Waller who played receiver. Has the body for receiver, but
Darren Waller, Delanie Walker, he could be that type of guy.
Because he could burn, corners, huh?
I said that's interesting.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm not. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think he does that. Considering
what he did at Arizona State, the physicality he played with, I think you put him down there. You're not gonna put him in at tight end on run plays,
nah.
But you will put him on in run plays in like a decoy scenario, maybe like a third and medium where you can run the ball, but you do RPO. Have that that RPO. That
do you think him being as good as he was at Arizona State against small Pac-12 corners that are known for being fast, but he has the size to jump over them, do you think that led to him being in the position he's in now, meaning that he's been scouted as a receiver for so long, but against guys that he could easily beat out, not necessarily on speed, but on size alone.
Yes.
And now that at this NFL level, you know, the playing field leveled out on him.
But that's why I think what DP said, it works out if he goes to tight end, because most of the time you'll get like a safety or nickel covering you.
It's going
to
be a mismatch.
Which is like a 5'10". Mm-hmm. 5'11 type of guy. When you got 4 or 5 inches on him, motherfucker, you better go up and get that shit.
Cause I'll take the comparison to this. Keeping it on Arizona State with him, I don't know if you know how much ASU ball y'all watch, but Frank Darby, who was their highlight guy, they go to guy after Nikhil Harry left, is not as big as him. I don't know his precise measurements, but he's not as big as him. But in terms of, you know, he get off the line, you know what I'm saying? He go up, make the big catches. He plays with that dog mentality. He's literally what Nikhil Harry was while he was at Arizona State. Now, him being, you know, a little smaller than him, he still plays with that physicality that you would expect Nikhil Harry to translate to the league with. And I mean, you can argue that he didn't play against no big corners, you know, in the Pac-12. But you still was at Arizona State. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you knew what you was getting week after week.
You weren't like at Wyoming.
Exactly.
North Dakota State.
Right, where you a Josh Allen, you really got to show, like, I'm supposed to be
Carson
here.
Wentz was number two from North Dakota State.
North Dakota. Or even the running back that's with the Texans right now, David Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Who was also in that same conference as Carson Wentz, who I had to get to the league and show my worth, you know what I'm saying, because I went against quote-unquote lesser competition.
Yeah.
But I think N'Keal Harry just hasn't lived up to himself, his expectations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sitting here looking at this picture of Frank Darby right now, and like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? He looked the part, just like N'Keal Harry did. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looked the part. But it's just not one of them situations where he's thriving in the system he's in.
Yeah.
And then, like we said, it might be he needs to go to a position change, or it might just be it needs to be another system where he can be like a Mike Williams type, where throw it up, let me catch it. You know what I'm saying? And he's even had those moments with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really been successful.
He had one 2 weeks ago versus the Jets.
And he dropped it.
No, he bagged his ass.
Oh, he bagged him?
Yes, but it was a Jet, so I really don't care about it like that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So anyways, hot take.
Uh-oh.
Oh damn, you heard the switch up on that? That was good.
Clean.
Hey, you know what? Hot take. Patriots make a good run at the playoffs.
Yes.
Make a good run.
Yes.
Not gonna be one of those guys who thinks we're gonna, you know, make it to the Super Bowl. But I say we get wild card win.
I say in a weak AFC.
Wild card, chill out. Wild card win.
AFC is weak.
Chill out. We'll get to that right now. Wild card win, and then you know we put up a good fight. Maybe lose by like
10.
I'll say 10 or 6. I'll go around there. 6 or 10. 6 or 10 in the divisional, which I think would be good for a rookie quarterback.
Dude, y'all might get to the playoffs and run the tables.
I think we could.
Y'all like the Chargers. Y'all got a young quarterback at the helm. Defense been playing really well. I think the Chargers secondary is better than yours.
I'm going to stop you here.
James.
I think our run defense is better than the Chargers.
Oh,
I know, actually.
That's it factual. Is. That's factual.
I saw it.
Your secondaries are comparable, but y'all run defense is way better than theirs.
I think where you get us right, their depth is better. Because we got injuries and we traded Stephon Gilmore.
Facts.
But
picked you guys up?
But
twice.
We whooped his ass. Because
Sam Darnold's cheeks.
Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts. Again. Boogie.
Apparently it's his shoulder that's injured, but I think it's his eyes.
Yeah. So. Maybe. Oh, I'll show you guys this. I'm going to read you guys this real quick thing I heard. No, but. We could run the table. And you know what? The run game is looking great.
Dude,
New England.
Y'all got a three-headed monster.
Oh, man.
Three-headed monster.
Got a little injured. Oh, right here. So, Ian Rappaport tweeted.
Yeah.
It's an incomplete fracture for Sam Darnold. A fan tweeted, this man can't even complete a fracture.
Oh, my God.
I did see that.
What happened to Sam Darnold though?
Wait, hey, remember we watched the whole game at the shop when we did the live show at the shop, and we was like, oh, they went 3-0,
and that was like, against the Jets, right? No,
nah,
that was against
the Washington football team.
It was Washington football team.
It was someone fun.
It
was like week three.
If it wasn't them,
let me check.
I think it was.
We watched. Yeah, let me check real quick. Or was it with the Texans?
I think it was the Texans. It was the Texans. It was the Texans for sure.
Hey, shout out Bryson Tiller. We talked about him a couple last week. Let me check real quick. I do think the Patriots are, I think, the dark horse.
They for
which
sure.
Which is weird
are.
To say because
they the Patriots.
Yeah. It was the Texans. We watched the Texans.
And the Texans won that game, right?
No, the Panthers. They went 3-0.
Yeah, they
started 3-0. Remember, we was like, Sam Darnold was in the wrong situation,
bro.
With the Jets.
He had rushing touchdowns. And then even against Dallas, like, he had a couple rushing touchdowns. Like, he throwing a rock. He looked good. You know what I'm saying? Like, but for whatever reason, it's like, he just not getting it done, bro.
He just, you know what? Maybe it's them college games.
Like, I got a hot take for y'all.
Oh, go ahead. I want to hear it.
the 17th game that they added to this damn NFL season is not a good look.
At this rate, nah.
Why?
Because where teams would have normally started taking bye weeks, and right now we're getting to like the cusp of bye weeks ending. Some teams still haven't gotten there yet.
Shit, yeah.
They're getting hurt, or they are just crumbling. Like, I can't think what team it is. One team doesn't get a bye week until, like, literally the end of this month. The
Eagles. Eagles are week 14.
Yeah, like,
and I know
who
that
the hell
because
has to wait 14 weeks?
I know that because I got Jalen Hurts.
That's crazy.
Like, that's, 14 weeks bro, until you get your bye week?
God damn, boy. That's
like,
a long ass time,
bye weeks
boy.
Normally start week 4.
That's no, a they long started the same around the same time. They just don't. They spaced them
it,
out little.
And it was, and shit. It's usually not. And it, right now, it's not as many teams taking them, which in a normal week, you have at minimum 4.
Yeah.
And now it's like just 2. You go, who the hell's got a bye week? Oh, bruh. Them.
Yeah, bruh.
And, I think the playoffs this year is going to suck. And we might get a Super Bowl like the Green Bay Steelers one where we had the best of the second string.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, based on injuries and just fatigue. Yeah. Like, I think teams are going to break down come January.
Bruh. And this, I don't understand what the extra game was for.
It was
I feel
revenue.
And that's what's so crazy. What up, Pops? Yeah, that's what's so crazy because they don't really understand that it's the employee that's going to be hindered by this.
Y'all
going to make money regardless, like whether you add that game or not. And y'all can do something special, like something different, like the NBA. They did the play-in game.
Yeah.
Add a different wild card type of situation.
Well, they did, and they kept it.
Yeah.
Plus added an additional regular season game and got rid of a preseason game because that regular season revenue is higher than a typical preseason game. Go figure.
Facts.
Who shows up to the preseason? Not everybody. Oh,
not everyone.
Unless you're that fan that can only afford a preseason game.
Right.
You know, everybody got this situation. Whatever, fine. And then it's just, I don't like it. If this would have worked, if every team would have gotten 2 bye weeks.
Facts.
You get an early one, and then you get a late one.
Facts.
And you reduce the amount of games played throughout any given Sunday, but you still get your 3 big games. You know, morning, afternoon, evening, plus a Monday night game, plus a Thursday night game.
Or
and you reduce the amount of London games. Which I think they did.
That's stupid. The London games are stupid, I think.
Yeah, oh, bro. I mean, I get the exposure.
Or I would give, you know what? I would give. So you have a London game, your bye week's next. Because then you need like, the extra time.
That's automatic.
Because
that's already a thing. That was already a thing.
You out here, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you out here got me traveling across time zones.
Like 18 hours.
Yeah, like then I got to get back on the plane, and I'm going to practice the day after I get home.
Yeah, no.
That's out, boy. Like,
well, no, like,
it's not the
London game was automatic bye week for you right after that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in place, but it's just the because we go into 18 weeks of regular season with, you know, fluctuation.
Yeah.
18 weeks, you can easily throw in an additional bye week for every team. And bye weeks just begin at week 3. It started week 3, and then you finish it out by week 15.
So the thing with me is I think in professional sports, it should be multiple bye weeks throughout the season. So, okay, you got a 17-week season. Cool. Every 3 weeks, it should be a break. Because if you're considering the longevity and the health of the players. Because, I mean, what we had our bye week as a high school, what? Week 0. Week 0.
We had to start with it because of COVID.
We had 10 straight
weeks.
Games.
I got a fun fact for you.
Huh.
Every NHL team gets a bye week.
That's NHL. Like, you don't see that in
but
basketball.
That's in, right. Okay, but that's in the 82-game season at the NBA.
But that's what I'm saying. No, that's what he's saying. Like,
yo, that's crazy. That I didn't even know that. Like, yeah, you take a whole week off.
You got a whole week.
Every team gets a week off. So think of it.
In NHL, it's like basketball, I'm guessing, right? You play like two or three games in a week.
Yeah.
At max four.
Yeah, at max four. So imagine you could – now you take a whole week off, like from Sunday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't got to do shit.
So you get – so they get that plus All-Star break.
Oh yeah,
it's beautiful.
And see, so it's, and when you honestly, when it comes to the NFL, it's not even enough people on a roster to make sure you fresh week after week.
Oh nah,
because I might have tweaked my ankle week three. I'm a starter. My back, you know, y'all trying to get my backup in. He not really getting it done, so I gotta play. I'll still practice.
And you're in the playoff hunt.
Come on now, like,
and you're getting lit up with cortisone shots.
Come on.
So you're a drug addict.
And if I'm not doing that, then I'm getting high every day.
And if not that, you got the perkies calling.
For real, though. Like,
no, for real.
Consistently.
That's what they ask Calvin Johnson.
So it's like, okay, we'll go, you know, we'll start. We got our preseason. Preseason, year four guys and plus should not have to play.
No.
You should not have to play. Or you should be required only to play, like, X amount of plays. We'll say 10 to 15 plays.
But you know what I was thinking real quick?
Yeah.
That, I don't know. I probably should know. But the only thing I don't know is it preseason and then right into it is like week one?
Yeah. For some teams, I believe.
For the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, that's everybody. Yeah.
So, you know what?
Everybody starts off preseason.
And right straight into
it. No, I'm saying, is that last preseason, right after that last preseason like game, is it week one or is there right? a week hiatus?
No, it's week one because that last preseason game ends the weekend going into the opening weekend of college football.
So you know
and
what?
And the first NFL game is that Thursday night for the Super Bowl champ.
Roger Goodell, meet us halfway. Maybe take a week off. That'll be everyone's first bye week, kind of.
Well, okay, if they do that. In pro sports, pro sports is broken down by the holidays. Think about it like this. Seriously, think about it like this.
Yeah,
because Labor Day weekend, college football. And they own that. Thanksgiving, NFL, and every time in between. Man. Major League Baseball gets the, you know, Memorial Day, 4th of July. Cool. All right, fine. Veterans Day, NBA, whatever. They don't really count that.
College football tomorrow. I mean, NFL tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's not like a designated day we get more.
Oh, yeah.
But Christmas is NBA. Even though you can still get an NFL game on Christmas, depending on the day.
Like it falls on?
Yeah, if it falls on a Sunday, you'll actually get less NFL games than would. Because most of them will be played that Saturday before.
Correct.
NBA owns the day. New Year's, college football. And then Super Bowl Sunday is its own holiday. Easter weekend.
Wait, so everyone agrees, right? Super Bowl Sunday, we should get off the next Monday. I mean, that same Monday, right? Everyone agrees.
They might as well make that shit on the day.
Wait, do you work? First of all, do you work the next day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when I experienced my first Super Bowl with my company this year, yeah, we was at work on Monday.
I'm calling off, just letting y'all know.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's a blackout period.
I just hear your phone
actually,
ringing.
We couldn't do it. We can't do it.
Listen.
You ain't gonna pick it up.
What they gonna do? Give you a strike?
They ain't gonna
do actually, yeah.
Yeah, what they gonna do?
They
gonna fire you?
I don't wanna know.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah. You know what? Because I ain't gonna sit here like, I got no job for you, Mark. What you wanna do?
You not about to get me fired over this.
On your day off, Mark, you got fired.
You're done. You're done. Damn.
You listen to Ice Cube.
You
listen to Fred. You got fired on your day off.
Goddamn,
like,
boy.
What you got to go do? Like,
you got to. You
like, what did
hell,
you say?
Boy. You got cooked on your day off, boy.
I'd be dead if my grandfather called me and be like, Mark, what the fuck,
Feel a way about it.
I'd be damned if that happens.
Feel a way about it, goddamn.
Hey, we still got more NFL talk, or we jump into
real quick on the NFL tip.
Yeah.
So I was just browsing, you know, I ain't gonna stunt. Facebook be giving me some good little information, bro. I ain't gonna
For
lie.
Sure.
When it comes to the sports tip, like, so it was just revealed. So we know that Henry Ruggs' lawyers have asked that his health records be, you know,
Kept under the wraps,
you know, kept a secret because they understand that
that's going to end up adding more to the fire, more flame to the fire. But so being that he's in this particular legal situation, the prosecutors did reveal how much prison time he could actually face.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm.
So at the bare minimum, it's 2 years. At the bare minimum, he going to sit down for 2 years.
He'll be 24 when he gets out.
Fact. Still extremely young.
Yeah. I don't know if any NFL like team will touch him, but yeah.
Yeah, but still extremely young, you know, still literally going to have all his abilities still intact. You know, probably a little stronger. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little bigger.
I'm sorry.
No. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Oh, we know you weren't, but damn.
Like, you know.
Wow.
He sit out for them too, like.
Wow.
Right, like.
Wow. Wait, that was a.
Just saying, like.
That was a straight.
You going to be. He's gonna be there doing something,
guys. Slap to the face.
It wasn't the fact that you just said. He was like, he might come out, you know, a bit stronger.
Right? Like, and then at the maximum, though, he could sit down for a maximum of 50 years. Lord willing, he does not have to see that 50, and he only gets the two of them.
Hey, I highly recommend the Tookie Williams.
Not gonna lie.
Dude, I mean, let's keep it a stack.
For those that don't know who Tookie Williams is,
he was skinny anyway.
We're going to be on our Stephen A. Smith type shit real quick.
No,
not like that. Because we might have to go back and forth
on this. Go ahead.
Because, yeah, you know, I don't want him to do no time. Like,
but he blew it.
Yeah, like the fact that.
Title
like,
of last week's episode, by the way. Blew yeah, it. Episode blew 82. It.
Go listen.
2 years.
This
stuff.
Thank you.
I think he needs to do more than 2 years. Hey, but wait, the 50.
Check the thing.
Oh, let's check the chat real quick. But, you know, 50, that's a little bit too much.
Oh, y'all sucked it up.
Forget y'all. Don't talk to us then. Whatever.
But, but I promise we're going to check the chat every 10 minutes. But I think he need at least like 5 to 10. Like, you bro, need him. He took a life.
He took. Bro. He. Recklessly.
Took a life.
Cause listen,
bro, there's a video of him. There's someone recorded, like someone has cameras on their house, and he was zooming.
Bro, first off, hold on. Was your girlfriend as drunk as you?
Did you hear how many shots?
Was your girlfriend as drunk as you?
Did you hear how many shots he took?
I heard it was 18.
18.
Why are you driving?
Why are you taking every shot?
First of all, 18 shots, why are you walking?
And hold on. I'm gonna be extremely realistic, bro.
Walking after 18?
I'm gonna be extreme. Well, no, consider it a 6 hour span. Let's be real. Consider it a six. I ain't never took no goddamn 18 shots in an evening.
I know a friend that did 21 for his 21st.
I got like 12.
Yeah, like I did like 10 to 12 for sure.
But I never gonna drive.
But I for sure wasn't driving. Mm-mm. I either was walking where I'm going or I was in somebody's backseat.
Yeah, I was
but
definitely somebody's backseat.
In the same token, let's be honest. Yeah, basically. You took your 18 shots, bruh.
You ain't shit.
Bro, was this song must have been playing.
Bro, was your girl taking 18 too?
We got a time limit on this before we get sued.
Was your girl 18 too? Taking 18 too?
I hope so.
Was she so? Where was the logic though?
Nah, bro, there was no logic.
I'm gonna be real. There's nobody in my circle that's gonna let me be faded as I don't know what, and let me drive.
I can't keep my eyes open.
You're not letting me drive, bro.
Look,
not at all.
We don't condone drinking and driving.
Hell no.
No, we don't.
But we sip a little bit while we on the show.
Yeah.
But you telling me if I have a little bit too many.
I'm not going to say fire, yeah. Bro. You good?
Peace out.
Like, hey, no. Your car is in a safe designated spot. Yeah.
You want to ride with me? Or
do you need an Uber?
Who in your circle is not going to ask you that to ensure your livelihood?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he deserves the 50. Well, I don't think he should serve the 50. But two, I think you need a little bit more time to be in there than
'cause
two.
Because, bro, you 22 years old exactly. And you did some of the dumbest shit.
You're a 22-year-old millionaire with resources.
And you drove.
All you had
You to, knew you was going to drink, my boy.
You knew?
Literally, all he had to do was call, like, somebody on the team staff. They would have came and got him.
No.
No, really.
All you had to do was pay that goddamn $30 to $40 to $50 for that Uber, because that ain't shit to you.
Bro, it could have been $200. It don't matter.
It don't matter. You got the bag.
I paid $100 Uber
because you about to play on Sunday and get that game check.
I paid it once.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
when we regular ass individuals,
like, that's like a.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my check like, damn.
I'm like, damn, I had to pay that Hyundai. Shit.
Right. When you do it, you be like,
I'm not calling off at all this week, boy. But like, another time, I just paid that Hyundai.
You look at it and you like, $100 Uber, or $1,000 ticket, or my life and someone else's life.
Come on now. Hey,
I mean.
Listen, his car could have got towed.
Yeah.
Let your car get towed. Wherever you park it.
You fine?
Park your shit in the red.
Hey.
You're good.
Detroit don't know about parking in red.
Bro, Long Beach.
Detroit again? Damn it. We mentioned Detroit every single time.
Right. I wouldn't even go get on their ass.
Hey, no. We don't have that problem.
Hey, wait. Did someone over here say? I think it was me. I sent it in the group chat. It was the Detroit.
You a blue guy.
It was the Detroit one where they were like lost another one, and they had the bye week this week.
Oh,
and they lost the bye week.
I sent that to a couple of my friends. I posted that on IG.
I already shot my shot.
Easy peasy.
Easy.
Uh oh.
McDonald Union was good.
Holler at your boy.
At your boy.
I know where that school is.
Dude.
Yeah. What's up?
I'm not
elevator music?
No, it's cool. We're talking about that.
Because that was longer than 30.
Oh, shit.
That's a whole conversation.
It's still Lakers football.
All day.
But we seize
all day.
I seize opportunities Factuals. As they come. But it's still Lakers football.
It was for you.
And I already spoke to my boy. We good about it. But we'll talk about that one with you after.
All right, cool. That's fine.
But yeah, man, I just feel like Henry Ruggs.
Oh, and then wait. Speaking of the Raiders, though. Your other player that out here making threats on these internet streets.
Who we never should have drafted.
Oh.
Damon Arnett.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm better than him, bro.
Damn.
Hope he hears this.
Yeah, he ain't on no team now, so.
Hope he hears this.
But you think he's gonna get picked up?
No.
Wait.
Not right now.
Let's say Henry Ruggs serves, let's say like 4 years, right?
Yeah.
You think another team touches him ever again?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Interesting. I mean, look at
the Plaxico Barrow over it. That's a real question.
He shot himself.
But he still, so, like, it wasn't as bad as him taking a life.
Facts. So he shot himself. So, of course, and Plaxico Barrow has had, like, he had a promising career just overall.
He did. I hate him.
he bagged
okay,
y'all
I
ass.
Really dislike him.
He bagged y'all ass in the corner of the end zone, boy. Touchdown, fucking Giants.
No, he was the freaking.
Hey, G, your Giants suck.
No, that's David Tyree.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck him too.
Yeah.
No, Plaxico Burris did bag us in the back of the end zone.
Back in the
I
end
thought
zone.
He got us twice.
Yeah, was that fourth down or third down?
That was the
same game. I say Tyree lived.
That was the game clincher.
Yeah.
David Tyree. Was
David
on,
Tyree got them to
nah,
where
no,
they...
No, if you watched the game was over after that David Tyree catch.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you think of all the scenarios that happened during that, the Patriots have a sack, hey. Right? I'm celebrating as a fan. Like,
facts.
Then he breaks away from it and throws the ball. You think there's good defense there.
I can't even lie. Like, I was undercover rooting for the Patriots that game solely because I wanted to see Randy Moss get a chip. I really wanted to see
Shout
that
out
happen.
Randy Moss. He's a big reason why OBJ's considering the Patriots.
Yo. And the comparisons of OBJ's like career right now has been comped to Randy Moss when he was with the Raiders.
That's why I told my cousins. I was like, they're like, why is OBJ a perfect
both
fit?
Both teams came together in one podcast.
Why is he a perfect fit? I think OBJ is a perfect fit because you go back to the Randy Moss situation.
Yeah.
Everyone said Randy Moss was what? Toxic. He was a bad locker room
guy. And it wasn't his fault.
His fault because he went with the Patriots, proved that he could. Bro, he had a Hall of Fame season.
He came out the gate week one, 3 touchdowns.
Exactly. Was shitting
against
on
Darrell. Jets.
Was shitting on Darrell Revis. Randy Moss.
Randy.
And then
OBJ
when he leaves the Patriots, he goes everywhere else, and everyone's like, Randy Moss is a great guy.
But
locker room guy.
But in order for OBJ to have the same situation as Randy, he has to not go to New England.
He needs to go to New England.
No, because he needs a MVP.
I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be real, guys. I'm gonna be real,
it's
guys.
Not Mac Jones.
I'm gonna be real.
Not right now.
I'm gonna be real.
Sorry, not sir.
OBJ needs to go to the Saints. Go home.
Nah.
Go to the crib. He needs to go to the crib.
There's already enough problems there.
Because think about it.
Who's going to throw the ball?
Think about it. Jameis Oh, he's done.
He's
for
the hurt.
Year. Yeah. Taysom Listen, Hill's still out.
You think he want Taysom Hill to throw the ball?
No. They're going to give him jet sweeps.
Exactly. Think of it.
They're going to give him end around.
This is why I think of it. They're going to throw him slants. Even when Jameis Winston's there, they already have enough problems at receiver with Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is already toxic in the locker room.
Dude.
He can't OBJ, go to New Orleans.
OBJ going to hit us with some wild shit and fuck around and go to like the damn...
The tight ends. Nah.
Nah. Receivers. He might go to the...
You pick a playoff team and he'll end up at one of them.
Chargers. The Patriots. No, the Chargers got too many weapons.
No.
They can use one more.
Eckler, Williams, Keenan Allen.
Eckler, Keenan Allen.
Mike Williams?
Eckler, Keenan Allen.
I mean, Jared Cook? Mike Williams technically has been having like kind of...
He's been having like a season.
He's been having a slump these last 2 weeks.
Like two or three weeks.
Exactly. So you add OBJ to us.
Yeah, like, Mike Williams. So you add like Mike Williams saying OBJ has been having Keenan Allen.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Keenan Allen just has more.
I swear, I've looked at most of them in person.
So basically,
I've looked at all the home games.
Bro, who? Oh, where's OBJ gonna go to the Colts? He's gonna go to the Colts. Can't catch balls from Carson Wentz and not get to the playoffs.
As much as I don't want to see him go to fucking Green Bay, he might end up in Green Bay, bro. Okay, I know where I don't want him to go.
Where?
Detroit.
Hell no.
They cleared waivers first for his ass.
Tyrell Williams,
there.
Who?
Yeah.
Don't go play with Jared Goff, bro.
It was all a dream.
Hey. That's all you're going to be like, thinking. If he his career died in Cleveland.
If he goes to the Rams, it's going to be the exact same thing it is now. I don't think
he should go there.
The goddamn Cooper Kupp show. I feel bad for Woody. Woody got like 36 catches, bro.
Damn. Our tight ends got more receptions than that.
Bro, Cooper Kupp. Him and goddamn,
I don't know
what's his name. What's the quarterback name? Matthew Stafford must have sat down on some goddamn brother shit and was like, "Hey, my boy, I get open, throw it."
Yo,
throw that shit.
Woody was left at the crib thinking they didn't even know each other.
I legit told this to one of my coworkers who's like a huge Rams fan. And he was like, "Mark, what you think about Stafford coming to LA?" I'm like, one thing that's going to happen, he's going to find his number one target, who I predicted was going to be Cooper Kupp. He's going to throw the lights at him, and he might throw him into an early retirement. Because that's what Matthew Stafford does. He picks one and sticks with him until he is forced to spread the ball around. And even then, he's not good at that. He was never good at that, even when Detroit had a dope-ass receiving corps with CJ and Nate.
Listen. I hear what you're saying. You ready for this hot take?
I am.
Come on. I got a drink in my hand.
It's not a hot take.
Is
but
it? Sure.
Hold on. It's not a hot take, but it's my, like, if I was Odell, I'm looking at it like this. Still, go Patriots. I think he should end up with the Patriots if I was him. Young quarterback, great coach, good defense, you know? Anyways, if I was him, I'm looking at the Buffalo Bills. I'm looking at good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Good defense. You know, coach is okay. A good receiver in Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. A good slot in Cole Beasley, Dalton Knox, and then me. Running game is like,
so, Emmanuel Sanders, odd man out?
I got
odd man out. But he understands he could rotate with the man. Oh, Cole Beasley. OBJ doesn't have to play 80, 60 snaps a game, whatever.
Damn.
I got another team for you.
Ooh.
That who on some LA Lakers type shit that could and would do it as long as it truly makes sense?
The Bucks.
No, okay. They already said no.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Mm-mm. No, OBJ.
Dallas.
Mm.
And I hate the Cowboys.
Who's their odd man now? Because they got a lot of weapons.
Number one?
Is it Austin? Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah. Tevin Wilson, right?
Tevin Wilson. I think that. Hopefully
we will. Cedric Wilson.
Ah, but a trio of CeeDee Lamb, who is your deep threat.
Yeah.
He is your deep threat. You run
well,
him.
Well, honestly, bro.
You run him
CeeDee Lamb and goddamn.
Amari
Cooper are the same person.
But that's what I'm saying. All of them are deep threats.
Yeah,
but
they all deep threats.
But you can use OBJ for your middle routes. Your short to middle routes.
Your intermediate joints?
Yeah, because What has OBJ done when he was in New York?
OBJ would go crazy in that.
OBJ was their offense. I'll
say, if you give him a three route, you give him a two route, you give him a hitch, and then he takes it for an extra 10 or 15, if not down the field, on some good block.
I'm about to fry y'all ass, though. Because to be real, if you want to consider, like, just, like, from a production standpoint, he would go back to the Giants.
No.
Because they have
who's their quarterback? But he wants to play with a good quarterback.
But
he needs to play with a quarterback.
Daniel Jones will throw him the ball.
Okay, I got you. I'm about to fry your ass.
Like, I feel like
do it.
I'm about to fry both of your asses actually. Because this is a team. This is a team who was actually on his radar, and they both came out.
Did you say Niners? Are you gonna say Seattle?
Yes. Damn, I forgot about
they are. They're on the radar.
In my brother's words, he calls it.
I feel like that's the whole point of our take is to pick a team that's not on the damn radar.
The Packers and the Patriots are on his radar.
And the Saints. I didn't pick either one of those. I picked
you
Dallas.
You picked the Packers.
I said he might end up there, but I said as a dark horse
Dallas
team.
Does look good.
Dallas looks
like
phenomenal.
Not going there, though.
Yeah, he's not.
But that's
he's
the whole not. Point of me saying what I'm saying. It's like, here's where he could fit that's not
oh,
in the top
yeah,
three.
That's a fit, though, for right. sure.
Mm. That's the whole point of that. I get it.
Okay.
You picked who you picked.
But I don't think it's no one. I don't really think it's nowhere else.
Let's just put it like this.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me just say the Seahawks real quick.
Seattle will go crazy, though.
Because, like my brother calls him, the Wilson.
Hell, he picked the Chargers.
The Wilson.
I did. You right.
That the Wilson, DK Metcalf, and Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
No,
but, okay,
great.
Let's go back with the hot take. The Ravens. We just talked about it earlier. Who's on their offense is scary besides Lamar? Hollywood Brown.
Like, he's not even really scary.
And you know what? I love the Ravens. Here's crazy. My thing with the Ravens.
Mark Andrews.
The Ravens are cheap on their offense.
Bateman.
And...
OBJ's cheap right now.
He is.
But he not taking no less than seven.
No, I think he has to. Because think of it, you got seven games.
Middle of the year, you got to take veterans minimum.
You're not getting paid.
He getting more than the vet minimum.
You got to get less.
In the middle of the year, you're getting that.
They only have seven games left. You're not getting paid.
You're not getting
one mil for a game.
But they said whatever team picks him up inherits that $7.5 million.
That's if he didn't clear waivers.
Yeah.
Oh, so now it's all
cleared waivers. Oh, now right. It's like
he's getting minimum.
He's getting whatever.
Minimum
now it's like him in,
and you better show your ass in the seven.
Cleveland's still paying him checks.
Of course.
But
he might still be getting paid for the Giants.
Cleveland's only paying for this year though. The rest of the
year.
He got an extension from Cleveland.
But I did my homework.
Dolphins.
They did. No. Mm. Bro, he wants to win.
You got to go to the playoff team.
We talked about this in my group chat. So
I don't trust them.
Redskins might go crazy.
No.
They don't got no other receivers.
You got to go to
That's
the
why
but he wants
I
to win.
Because he's no longer number one option.
No, he is.
Yep. What?
As injury prone as he is, you are coming in as a
who's injury prone?
OBJ. He had one injury,
boy.
Achilles.
What you mean one?
I mean, that was an ACL.
Oh, yeah, the ACL.
He's had an injury every year he's been in Cleveland.
Has he had an injury or was his team out of the playoffs already?
He hurt this year.
What he hurt this year?
He didn't play until week three.
Why?
From the injury from last year.
That's two games.
ACL
from one ACL from last year.
Klay Thompson hasn't played a game this year. Damn.
And I still have two injuries.
And he had his.
Sit down.
Klay Thompson had his before the year started last year.
Because he had ACL. Then he had an Achilles.
But he had his in August.
OBJ's been hurt
it's
one
been a whole
time,
year.
Brother.
More than once. And he had a shoulder injury.
When?
He had it in Cleveland.
He played through it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He didn't.
I thought he did.
You damn. About to look it up. Yes, he did.
But yes, he did.
I'm gonna use that shit at the bar one day.
He had,
like, no, you didn't. Like, yes, he didn't. Like,
no,
wait,
he
what?
Did. Like, bro, he had one major injury, bro. And that was the ACL.
He legit had two, though, because he had the shoulder injury.
How
long?
Was he out 5+ games?
Yes.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Look it up.
He's a lion.
Check Google. Asgo.
Detroit Lion.
No. How dare you?
Asgo. Asgo, goddamn it.
F-U
hey, what was the conversation before he just brought that up? Because I had a hot take again.
You had another one?
Bro, not a hot take, but it was like, it was pure, like my boy Dave Chappelle said, Dylan on fire.
I was going to say the words of Kevin Hart. Get fire on these bitches one time.
Yeah, get fire. Fire.
Because I spit hot fire.
What was it, bro?
You blew it, boys.
Damn, I'm trying to think of it. You ever just like start zoning out and try and think of what you were trying to talk about?
Definitely. Definitely.
Every day.
OBJ, bro, needs to be on the Patriots. I'm waiting for the news. I have the tweets popped up on my phone whenever he's ready.
Damn, he might go to Atlanta, boy.
Bro, what? No.
Damn, that's my black horse.
What?
He might go to Atlanta, see that at?
Someone
boy.
Just let me see. Did someone right. say that in the chat?
So the last the last two seasons in Cleveland, 2020, he played 7 games. This year, only 6. Jeez. Mind you, he started week 3.
Buns.
His first year in Cleveland, he played every game.
Yep.
Okay. And then that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting on your ass.
Oh, I just said in Cleveland. I said in Cleveland had 2 major injuries.
Oh, all right. So him in Atlanta would go crazy.
Bro, no, he wouldn't.
No.
Why?
Julio didn't go crazy.
Julio always went crazy.
Bro, Julio had like 3 touchdowns for the last like 3 years.
Yeah.
So he would have 3 touchdowns.
Also, Julio, that's because he couldn't get in the box. He couldn't get in the box.
They would have thrown the ball in the box. So how do you think they're going to throw
all that? Their new staff this year.
Tiger
fuck the new staff. Arthur Smith is sucking.
It's a new staff this year, my boy.
We live on Sports Talk with Mark and DP for the last couple minutes of this show.
Yeah, the last couple minutes.
Let me go live for the last few, too. Let me freaking out.
Bro.
We're doing the simultaneous live.
This.
Sure.
Damn, someone gonna join our shit. No.
So a whole lot of gang shit going on.
Bro, but OBJ, you know what? That's enough NFL talk. Since we only got I'll give us like what, Mark, 10 minutes.
Hey, Kay Cunningham and Jalen Green. What y'all thought?
I saw the 2K tweets about that.
I didn't watch the game. Saw some highlights.
I'll take Jalen Green.
Jalen Green did his thing. He did do his thing.
And I'm only going to say Jalen Green because I saw him against the Lakers and he was a baller.
He did.
Shout out to K.
My boy, you know, top of the top.
He's doing everything he can to, help rebuild Detroit, which I ain't mad at.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Detroit, huh? Once again.
Always.
Shout out. Go Lions.
My cell phone number's still 313, baby, and I've been out here for 6
313.
Years.
313. Shit. You just holding on to that shit, boy.
Man, I am.
Y'all want to go to the 310, my guy?
Yeah, go ahead. 562.
562.
714.
My old bad phone was actually 323.
Mm. Not the bad phone.
Not that one.
And my current work phone is 562.
Oh, got him.
562-618-4838.
You don't like the 562? What's up with the 562?
Because I don't live in it.
I don't mean nothing.
I don't know.
Shawty a little baddie.
Because it doesn't have a 3 in it. Like, between the 310 and the 323, bro, like, what? I can, like...
What
can
comes first, the 2 or the 3?
281-330-8004.
Hey, my Jones up.
Hey, real quick, keeping it basketball.
Go ahead,
which we haven't talked about.
Shout out to Melo. He the new LA baby.
Melo
been doing this thing.
Bro, what was my take last week? Melo, sixth man of the year.
Melo. Showing his ass. He's been consistent.
Stay Melo.
He's had a few games with single digit points, but for the most part, he's been consistent.
I challenge everyone on this show to have a Melo jersey by Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. They out? I'm getting one.
They've been out. Shawty a little baddie. Okay. By Christmas. Shawty a little baddie.
Give me some time.
Yeah, you know, checks me.
I got other shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wait. I started thinking about it like that. It was like in 2 weeks.
I'm like, yeah.
Like, I got this to pay for, this to pay for.
I need a Melo jersey. I need a Rondo jersey.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, I don't want the Rondo.
I'll take a Rondo any jersey.
I want the Rondo 9. I don't want the Rondo 4.
Yeah, I want the 9.
I don't. I wish Bazemore would have gave Rondo 9.
Bazemore really.
He a hoe for that.
Jinx,
yummy a cow.
For real though, he really a hoe for that.
Bro, because like Rondo was already on the Lakers. Rondo, like, I understand if he wasn't on the Lakers already to begin with. But he won a chip with them.
Come on now, give him that.
Like, this is your first season.
He's a legend.
I think he'll first ballot.
And if y'all haven't listened to it already, y'all need to go back and listen to the All the Smoke with Rajon Rondo on it. One of the best episodes.
Ooh, I need to go back and listen to that.
And you know me, no free shout outs, but I show as hell DM Matt Barnes, my boy. You need to go look at your DMs, bro.
Check him out.
I sent you the podcast.
Hey, you know what? Speaking, I don't want shout outs because I don't know what Twitter pages was on. Oh, you know what? It was on. It was a podcast.
Okay.
JJ Redick's podcast, his new one.
I shot him a DM.
What is it called?
Too,
3-2-1 or something
the,
like that?
No, the old man in the three old man, something like
that. No, it's called something 3-2.
Something in the three.
Something.
All right.
But He was on there with Caruso. Bro, shout out Caruso. I miss the mans in LA. And he talked about how free agency opened up, right? The Lakers didn't hit his phone. No, the Lakers did hit his phone on some like disrespectful to him. And he was like, to Caruso.
Okay.
And he was like, you know what? I'm at a point in my career where, like, I had to fight to get here. You know, I didn't, I wasn't wanted my first 2-3 years in the league. I had to fight to get here. Now I'm here. I'm going to secure the bag, as anyone would.
As he should.
Anyone would.
So, Chicago calls him, gives him this pitch, like, hey. And Caruso said he didn't think it would be possible with him and Lonzo because, like, all the money they offered Lonzo, DeRozan.
They offered, what, Lonzo got 4 for $80?
Yeah. So he was like, you know what, it might not work out. But they told him, like, we're going to make it work. You know, if you want to sign here, we got this plan for you. Like, you basically like six man, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he was like, all right. He comes back to L.A. Like, I got this for you.
Yeah.
You know? L.A.'s like, can't do it.
Sorry, buddy.
He says, how about this? I'll meet you guys here.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Nah.
That's when he was like, you know what? Thank you for all that. I'm out of Chicago.
I'm not mad at that.
But I'm mad at the Lakers.
I'm mad at the Lakers. For sure, for
because
sure.
Because this man said, okay, you know, you can't meet me here. Meet me here.
Yeah.
And you still going to say no?
I 100% agree with that. And with that being said, the Chicago Bulls, in my opinion, hot take, we'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals within the next 3 seasons.
Oh, I was about to say, that's a real hot take.
They're going to play for the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
I think two years.
I'm not going to say they're going to win.
I was going to initially say two. I give them three as a grace period because...
Wait, does this year count as a three?
Yes, this year, next year,
the year after?
Mine was this year
and then next year they'll be in there.
That's what... If I was going to say two, it would have been that. Because... If something doesn't happen by this season's trade deadline, this year's upcoming free agency is going to be their make or break point as to whether they're just a continual playoff team or they get that one guy who is a true perennial superstar, not just another all-star.
But, man.
Because they got two all-stars
Zach LaVine is so good.
But they're going to have to trade the one of them then.
They're going
to
You can't have a Zach LaVine and DeRozan, Caruso. You got Zach LaVine, you got DeRozan, Caruso, Lonzo.
And then you got Vujicic.
You keep him. That's the one
you have to keep him.
That's the one you
But you have to let go.
Real, that's bro. The one you build can, around.
You got to keep all them together and add
pieces.
Quality role players.
You can easily get rid of DeRozan and get a superstar and be fine.
But I think DeRozan will stay.
Because
DeRozan,
because the three are already damn near the same height.
But DeRozan is literally rejuvenating his career with them.
Oh yeah,
I ain't mad at him.
He's literally rejuvenating he's taking a huge leadership role in that organization right now, and they work. You got three young guards. You got Zach LaVine, and you got DeMar DeRozan, and you got Vujicic. Three veterans. Three solid, solidified veterans in the NBA. And you got 3 to 4 young cats at that guard position that's hungry and they're hustle players.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what you need.
And you need that last person who can help you attempt to stop Giannis.
No, just go get you a bench player that's going to help Caruso off the bench.
Because look who,
how do you defend Giannis?
The Sixers had a young cat on Giannis, and when he was guarding him, dude was like 5'11".
Bro, just go get...
Giannis was 5'11" when this young cat was guarding
him. If all your guards could stop everyone else around Giannis, Giannis can't beat you single-handedly by himself.
Hell no.
He's going to have a bad two, three games. You know what?
I think that narrative changes this year if he does it again.
You know what? Hot take. You know what? That's the word for the day.
By the way, hot take. Before your hot take, I'm going to see Chicago next Friday, too.
I don't want to talk about it.
Damn.
Don't even say nothing.
Okay.
Don't even say nothing. You already saw one of my favorite players in Dame Leonard.
Sheesh.
I didn't even realize it until I saw it.
Did I tell you? I'm going to go see Derrick Rose.
Bro, chill out.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Actually, but hot take.
I seen D Rose when he was the T Wolves.
Listen,
I did see D Rose as a Bull.
Damn.
That
That's lucky. If you're,
I did.
If you're Chicago, yeah. If you're Chicago, you're looking at a player. It doesn't have to be exactly him. I don't know if you guys heard this ESPN from First Take a long time ago.
No.
I want Iguodala. You got a player like Iguodala on your team, championship minded, can play defense, can score a little bit.
That's not bad.
Okay, what's a younger vet version of him?
A younger vet version of Iggy is Jimmy Butler.
But you can't trade for him unless you get out good pieces. Yeah,
it's really Jimmy Butler.
It really is Jimmy Butler.
It's really Jimmy Butler.
Because Iguodala he's never been like that scorer.
Yeah, like, it's really Jimmy.
I was going to say, like, is there anybody else that you can get that hasn't been with the Bulls before?
Right. Who's willing to be that person that Iggy was when he went to the Warriors?
Maybe, who?
Wiggins?
I thought that in my head. Literally,
you still have to give
ago.
A lot of pieces for Wiggins.
I'm going to say Neal for Utah. For Utah. Because he's
Royce O'Neal, right?
Yeah, Royce O'Neal. Because great defender. He can hit the three. He'll give you a few buckets here and there. He's gotten a lot more consistent over the last 3 years in terms of scoring. And he's a hustle guy, just like Iggy is.
Ooh, okay. Everybody in LA might hate me for saying this. But
Patrick Beverly. I'm just kidding.
Oh shit.
I was like, shit.
You know who would actually do really well in Chicago?
Oh fuck. D-Lo.
Don't start.
This year?
Don't start.
Coming off the bench in the same role that they're currently playing?
Oh.
Mello.
No, he's not going there.
Damn.
But we're talking about player.
But
he's not an Iggy from a defensive perspective.
Right.
But from
and he's a better scorer.
But from an additional scoring person
but
off
they need
the
defense.
Bench.
They got enough scoring.
But that's, big enough to defend some guys on the wing.
At a cheaper price, who I was thinking of earlier, is Danny Green.
Yes, as a final corner.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
You know who's still a free agent? He probably can't defend Giannis, but Wesley Matthews.
Oh,
he's
shit.
He's a wing defender, though. Wing 3-and-D off the bench.
Bro, I ain't going to lie, bro. You throw Deion Waiters or Wesley Matthews over there.
But Wesley Matthews got like a good 6'8", 6'7" on
Wesley
him,
Matthews' career ended after he left
Milwaukee.
The Blazers.
Hey, Milwaukee. He hit a couple big threes with Milwaukee to win.
What's my man's that was a
couple games?
What's my man's from Toronto?
Woo.
The big fella.
Who? Oh,
Siakam. Oh,
Chicago need to go get him.
Chicago get Siakam. Or even
Chicago needs to go get him and sacrifice somebody this year to go make a run at it.
The other young cat that played a 4-5 for Toronto, too. Anobi.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Chicago get Anobi.
So, what I'm thinking about.
That helped, but that helps Vucevic.
So, what I'm thinking about right now, we're all thinking Chicago is one piece away from making a run in the East.
Yeah.
Because they ain't making a run in the West. We know who's running the West. I mean, no one who's winning it all once they get to the finals.
You see the way the fucking Warriors are playing?
Bro, the Warriors can only play that long.
They have the second best record in the league. Second to the Utah Jazz, I believe.
Hey, fool's gold once again. I don't believe in them.
I don't.
Which one? Who?
Utah.
Oh, I never do.
Fool's gold. I called it last year, and they're going to be that shit.
What's their point guard name?
The Spider.
No. Oh, what's their point guard?
Conley?
Michael Conley.
He's still hurt?
No, but he tends to be inconsistent.
Or blow it.
He's joking. And Donovan Spider-Mitchell.
Just like Ohio State basketball. Oh,
Donovan Spider-Mitchell has also tended to be
inconsistent.
You know what? But we do bring a good point. I think if the Warriors... God damn. If the Warriors are there... let's say Klay Thompson gets back in January, February, right?
Yeah.
Warriors are like top five. That's scary. You top five without your number two scoring on your team?
Bro, like...
That's scary. But... You know what?
Hold on, last thing. I gotta mention it.
Go to the.
We talked a little earlier about betting on yourself.
Last take.
Miles Bridges said no to that 40-year, $60 million deal because he know he could get $100 million deal from somebody. If it's not Charlotte, somebody gonna pay him the bag because he dunks on everybody.
But it's a hot take.
I had to mention that.
No, yeah, but that's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
And that is a hot take. And I'm glad you mentioned that he dunks on everybody.
Everyone.
I go back about 10 years ago. You know who used to dunk on everybody?
Him.
Blake Griffin.
factual. And Matt Barnes compared him to a young
see? Blake Griffin. I didn't even hear that.
I was listening
but to how did that go?
Caruso?
Fuck, man, I fucking love Caruso.
Caruso is that N-word, boy.
He's a...
he's straight up him.
He's a RN, and I'm not talking straight, about a nurse.
I ain't talking about a nurse, boy.
I ain't talking about a nurse.
He really is, though.
Caruso.
I ain't talking about a nurse, boy.
And, but then, sure enough, Rob Pelinka drafted another version of himself this year.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Because that's what Caruso was. It was a version of Rob.
Number 15, though, for the Lakers, he go crazy, man.
Hey.
He's not Caruso, but he go crazy.
He's not Caruso, but he's also...
he start dunking on people.
But he's also only in his rookie year. Someone mentioned to me that Caruso... I didn't forget, but it's harder. Caruso was also in the G League for 2 years.
Mine already.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, this is my favorite song in traffic.
I say we got about 6 minutes, so...
You got a little 6 minutes.
Whatever y'all want to...
Get out the way.
Ooh, you want to do a quick 24 second?
Get out the way. Go.
Oh, damn.
So any... Go ahead. What you was going
to
say?
I was going to say 24 seconds. Like, you on the clock. You on the clock.
I was about to say the same thing.
Whatever questions we got, you got to answer. Like, this or that, basically.
All right, easy. Go ahead. You start it off. Set the talk.
Okay, hold on. I'm about to... I got to think of the question real quick. Hold on.
You ain't shit.
I got a question.
All right, go ahead.
Do the Knicks get past the first round? Go.
Yes. All right, go ahead.
Your turn. Oh, do I got to answer?
No.
Okay.
Do the Patriots make the playoffs?
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
You go ahead. Do the Chargers make it past the second round of the playoffs?
No.
Wow. All
right. Nah.
Back to you.
Back to me. Do the Bulls contend for the Eastern Conference Championship?
This year? No.
No.
So who will it be? Sorry, two-part question.
Milwaukee and Atlanta.
Damn. I don't see Atlanta getting there.
I don't believe in Philly,
but I think the Nets are going to get it together.
Milwaukee, Boston.
Oh, I was going to say that. I was going to say Boston gets it together.
They're trying to trade for...
All right.
They need to release my boy Marcus Smart. Free him.
All right.
Because he's too gritty for them.
I'm looking at the poster teams. All right, question. Does UCLA's basketball team make the Final Four?
No.
Oh,
even though they're bringing back everybody?
Real quick.
That's always the worst. When you bring back everybody.
Speaking from college debuts.
Okay.
Cat from Memphis, don't know his name, went crazy.
Imani Bates?
There you go. I knew you was going to know it.
Mm-hmm. he played high school ball in Michigan for like a year.
Number one pick.
Cold.
I don't think he becomes number one pick.
Then the cat from
Duke.
The cat from Seattle, Duke kid. Yep.
Oh, Paolo?
Yes. Went crazy.
I heard about that.
Then the white boy at Gonzaga. I believe he's at Gonzaga.
Wait.
What?
The 7-footer that's skinnier than Kevin Durant.
And be hitting.
So what's your question? Because I think shot clock expired on
you. I just had to go ahead and say that.
Oh, okay.
I had to mention those guys.
I was like, real quick. Lakers down 2. Fuck.
Oh, what's it? Quarter?
Fourth quarter. 8 minutes left. We good.
Oh, shit.
We
go Lakers. Go Lakers. We going to catch it.
756 okay. Exactly. Okay.
Pootie just hopped in the chat.
Pootie, what's up?
What up?
He hopped out, though.
Your fuck. Question.
Hey, team MVP. I mean, not team MVP. Fuck you. NFL. I meant to say NFL. NFL MVP. Who you got?
NFL MVP?
NFL?
You go.
Damn, if Derrick Henry wouldn't have got hurt, I was going to say him.
That's a good one.
I was for sure going to say him. MVP, honestly, y'all going to be like, what the fuck? Mac Jones.
No.
Mac Jones.
He might get rookie of the year.
Depends on how far the Patriots go.
Yeah.
You know, he could be in contention, but go ahead.
On some weak shit, Tom Brady.
That's a good one.
Before
the COVID scandal, Aaron Rodgers.
I was going. That's a good one.
And Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray. Well, Kyler Murray's team won without him, so that's an argument against them.
But
how they play?
The run game went crazy.
James Conner
went stupid.
Fucking 4 touchdowns.
Went stupid. Colt McCoy. Shout out to his longevity.
It's the fact that they won without him.
Shout out to Colt McCoy's longevity.
But.
Anybody could throw a swing pass.
So that was a good coach.
Anybody could throw a screen.
But
it was a well coached game.
Tom Brady who I thought was in contention until they had a miserable game on Sunday, Matthew Stafford.
Everyone has
a miserable game.
Most improved NFL player.
But that one interception, huh?
Most improved NFL player.
Mm. Damn.
Hold up. Ah.
Damn. I was going to say Darren Waller, but that was like last year, huh?
Oh. Derek Carr.
James Conner.
Cooper Kupp.
James Conner got the most cuts. Damn, oh, Cooper.
Oh, Kupp. Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Fuck you.
Like, you. Cooper Kupp. Shit.
Like, he really transitioned to a number one wideout this year.
Okay, that's because Matthew Stafford's a hoe.
Yeah, I think we all got time for one more.
Because Robert Woods, a.k.a. Woody, need to begin some fucking...
Everyone got to get love in L.A.
Woody should have 50 catches by now.
He should, but he doesn't.
Everyone needs love in L.A.
Matthew Stafford picks one receiver and sticks with him until he gets hurt.
Fuck that shit.
So?
Why do you think Calvin Johnson retired after year 9?
Because Calvin Stafford.
Well, you mean...
Wait, Calvin Stafford.
But that was like his second year.
Matthew Stafford's
That's not fair
a hoe.
For him.
Fuck
what?
That guy.
Wait, that was your second... I mean, I'm next, right?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care.
Damn, I fucking forgot mine.
Real quick, though. Imagine these, like, athletes, like, commented on our shit. Like, I just said, fuck Matthew Stafford. This nigga hops in, like, the fuck?
Fuck you,
like,
too.
Yeah, like.
With your cat.
Pull
hat.
Up then. Like, yeah, like, all my shit. Fuck you.
That would be funny, but he won't.
Hell, fuck no. Take his ass back to Detroit.
Whoop his ass.
Fuck.
Back on the 56 hey, and the 85, ahead, hey. You know.
You can take him back to Dallas where he from.
Fuck.
Damn.
Alright. Alright.
Damn. Alright. I had a question. I forgot
Go
it.
Ahead.
But I just thought of another question.
Yeah.
So we're gonna look.
Wait, hold on.
Alright, go ahead.
Hey, damn. Cause you talking about Matthew Stafford taking him back to Detroit. And I'm like, I know his government first name, because it's not Matthew.
What is it? Dawson.
Cornelius.
I'll tell you off here.
All right. I was about to go ham sandwich.
Okay.
Go ham sandwich.
Shout out to Teddy over there. All right, so for my last question, I'm going to go a little deeper into it.
Okay. So she said,
"Hey,
check I'm it. Out."
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, so we looking anywhere from 5 to 10 years in the future, right? NFL status. Who runs the league for the next 5 to 10 years?
Justin Herbert.
No, we talking about teams.
Teams?
Like, you have to say,
I'm
like...
I'm going to say the Cardinals, bro. Because they're so young, and they've become so consistent on both sides of the ball that they're going to be good for a long time. The Packers would be my team that falls.
Yeah. If the Patriots find a great successor to Belichick with
it's Josh McDaniels,
Belichick is not going to retire.
I don't think 5 to 10 years he's going to retire.
I don't believe in McDaniels as a head coach.
I do.
Why? He didn't do that damn well.
Did he have the report like Patriots had around him? The ownership?
But did he have?
I think when Belichick retires as a coach, he's still going to be a GM. No, I think so.
I think when he's done, he's done.
Mm-hmm. Hot take.
Because he has those two roles now. He's already the GM.
But think of it. You have those two roles now. So you have to, like, you got to coach and you got to think about the business side. Now you could just sit back and be like, hey,
the business side got a whole different department for that. The GM does nothing with it.
But he got to. He got to listen to trade talks. He got to listen to.
Yeah, that part. When you say business side.
I'm talking about like business. Like what players I want on my team.
I think when he retires from like that, he's done. Because at that point, if you're used to having one position and the other at the same time, why would you take one without the other?
Didn't basketball coach with the Heat, Pat Riley, do that?
Pat Riley.
Yeah, but he did that for a year to go get a chip, and then he backed out of it again.
He could do the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he's...
Okay, so I asked mine. You got your last hot take or quick question real quick. Dustin?
Ready.
Go ahead.
You up. I'm on the question. Tell me.
Alright. Do the Blazers make the playoffs after their early struggles currently?
Yeah.
No.
It's too early.
It's too early, but I don't think they make it this year.
Just a quick note on them. They have no one else.
McCollum?
They have no one else.
I'll be surprised if CJ McCollum doesn't get traded before the trade deadline.
Or Nurkic, because that experiment is over.
Or Powell.
I like Nurkic.
Powell?
Gasol?
No, Nolan.
Bro, they traded for him and hasn't been.
Yeah, he's for sure. Powell, trade bait. Yeah.
Nolan Powell.
Yeah, he's trade bait, bro.
I don't.
Cause I'm gonna be real. Cause who was he with before? Toronto, right? He was good there.
He don't suck,
but he was greater there.
You had a good point guard. You had a good small forward. You just have to do the shooting guard.
All you gotta do is just finish. Catch the ball.
Yes,
finish.
Siakam. That's Marcus it. Gasol. You had good pieces around.
You had so many people. Now able you got to Dan Lillard.
That's it.
That's it. You have nobody to hide your value.
Ah.
So either he's trade bait, Nurkic is trade bait, or they're all trade bait.
Because you're gonna package both of them together. You're gonna package Nurkic with Powell, or you're gonna pilot. Package
CJ McCollum with Powell or Nurkic.
It has to be two. It has to be two. Small. Too high. It has to be a small and a big going
facts.
For like maybe a Siakam.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
A Siakam and shit. Fred VanVleet.
To a Toronto team that's like halfway giving up. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to put someone like Dame who could just be a spot up shooter. You know, someone who could. Like, let's put like
don't
a Clay.
Be, don't be surprised if the Knicks mess around and do something by the
Clay. Clay. Dame needs like a Clay.
Yes.
Dame been needed. Yes.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he needs someone who could just like. So whoever that is in the league right now.
Imagine with Portland with a Danny Green, a Seth Curry, a Poole, even a Malik Monk.
Bro, listen to this. You could trade Powell. And or McCollum. Trade Powell and McCollum to Philly for Ben Simmons and a Seth Curry.
Oh,
and you can even throw in like a draft pick for
Seth
Curry goes back to Portland?
Yes.
He did good there. Because he was in Portland as a youngin.
But he did good there.
Yeah, he was eating. I was surprised they traded him.
So you put him there.
Anthony Simmons is not him.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Anthony Simmons is cold. You going to keep him.
He's like a scorer who needs the ball in his hand.
Yeah, but... Seth Curry is not him. Seth Curry catch that bitch on the wing, he gonna bust
Melo.
You. But we need to get to that game.
Oh, Lakers, 102-97, Lakers down, but 5 minutes left.
Oh yeah, we got.
Are you about to wrap it up?
All right, yeah. So that was my hot take.
Yeah.
All right, last quick question.
Yeah.
Do the Warriors make the Western Conference Finals?
No, I'm lying. They do. Who gonna beat them? Who gonna beat them there?
Unless they make they meet the
Lakers.
All
I said was, who do they get there?
That's what I'm saying. Who's
unless
gonna beat them there?
Unless they meet the Lakers in this like second round, the first round,
they gonna get there.
Because the original question was gonna be, do the Lakers make it?
The Lakers are making it.
The final question.
I don't think LeBron's really that hurt.
He's not.
He could play. If it was like April, last three games, you need to win. He's playing.
Does USC
football or basketball?
Football,
okay. Of course.
Hire, what's his name? Dante. Does USC hire their interim as the full time?
No. Shout out Mike Tomlin for shutting that shit down.
He shut that shit down immediately.
Because that's how Clay Hilton got the job. And I don't think they
and Clay Hilton is actually about to take the Georgia Southern job. He took it. As he should, though.
On Friday, he's there.
As he should.
I don't think USC two hires in a row goes with the interim as the full time.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford that. As weak as the Pac-12 truly is.
Buns.
They can't do that when it's still easy pickings to at least win and compete for the Pac-12 South year in, year out. With UCLA coming up and competing for that shit right now. Because
I believe that quarterback from Ohio State that is in the group is going to go to UCLA. I believe he is.
Him or Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Hello?
Huh?
USC? Be the head coach right now? Bye.
Hire me. Nah. Listen, I don't even want to coach a position. Head of recruiting.
Nah, head coach. Head coach, bro. Y'all in the struggle right now. Just hire me.
Hire me.
Yeah. We be there. Everyone pull up from the city.
We on.
Would you say you want Bosco kids? We there.
We there. Ooh, Bosco versus Los Al this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Shout out real quick. What round of the playoffs is it now?
Second.
For most teams, it's second, but for the open division, California, it's first because a lot of teams get bye weeks.
That Bosco game.
Bosco Los Al. Shout out our former player at another high school, Brian Gerardo. Brian Gerardo Jr. He bought a ball out for Los Al.
Number 28, going crazy.
Are y'all going to the game?
I might pull up.
I'm going to be out of town.
I also got the Shredders event. Shout out Shredders.
Shout out the Long Beach mother.
Shout Shredders. Out the home team, the Long Beach Shredders. Boy. Hey, we're about to drop a dope ass video tomorrow because you know who edited it
and boy. Shot it.
Yeah, boy. So go check it out. It's going to be live on Instagram, Shredders.
Listen, we, as always, we love y'all.
Yo. Avery Bradley for three.
Y'all are valued.
Oh, no, wait, that's not. That's Malik Monk.
We appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have been fantastical. Hopefully y'all watch and y'all have been able to see the new studio. We've been putting our managers have been putting their final touches on, you know, what we got going here. Mark said he's gonna donate a little something to the studio. Mm-hmm. Not sure if that still is the case.
Oh, it's over there. It's not put up yet, but it's a Tyreek Hill jersey.
Oh, it is. Oh, classy.
Classy.
Oh, and we got
her name's hard to pronounce, bro.
It is.
I saw it as a WNBA jersey.
That's my homegirl's friend.
It's not Chine. It's her sister,
Nanico Onguigwe. Nanico Onguigwe,
number 30.
Yeah.
I got some bobbleheads.
Shout out to H-Town area, cause she from there.
You do want, but you're just gonna donate to the studio because that's so much.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. And, I do want to. Like I said, it's still coming.
And before we get off, our deepest condolences to those who lost their lives at the Astro World Festival. Shit, anything that loses a life is tragic.
Every time.
So we're going to show love to that and be mindful of that, respectful of that. Y'all got it.
Yes, that's it for me. You know, like I said, shout out to Shredders. They be live Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. Check them out.
Family night. What is it? Saturday night.
College night. Tomorrow night on Thursday. If you're off on Veterans Day, go check them out.
Yeah.
Friday is. I forgot. No. Friday is country night. Thursday is college night. $3 beers. Saturday is family night. Hey, come check us out. What else you gonna do on Thursday? So, Shredders Hockey, we going live. We up there. Check, like I said, check us out on IG. They gonna drop a dope video. I shot it, I produced it, all that. Easy. Check it out. So, Mark, this is up to you.
Hey. I'm good on my end. Everybody said everything that they needed to say. Everybody spoke their piece. Shit. On a Wednesday night, we've had a great episode. We've talked mostly football. We talked about a little bit of everything else. We gonna catch the rest of this here Laker game.
Yeah, factuals.
Everybody check us out for the rerun on the Good News Radio app. You know, it pops up on the other platforms by Friday morning.
Yes.
We're working on making that earlier.
We are.
A la me. I own that.
He been on that though.
It's accountability.
He been on that though.
Definite accountability. We're on episode 83. Episode 100 is coming up. So coming get ready soon. For something big.
Man, we gonna make that shit happen. And y'all gonna love it. We need y'all to pull up.
Get ready for a epic 2022, which is coming up in 7 weeks.
Sheesh. Yeah.
7 weeks, 8 weeks.
Damn, whatever. Kelly Oubre dropped 37, went 7-for-9 from the 3, 13 from 17 from the field. Fuck.
If you question if this is live, yes, it's live.
Shit. Wow. All right. And on that note, peace. Love and blessings. Love we y'all. Is out of here.
Bye. Back, baby.